One day on Mount Calvary, soldiers nailed Jesus' hands and feet to a wooden cross. Jesus hung there until mid-afternoon, then he died. When Jesus died, the earth shook, the sun became dark, and many dead people in the graves became alive again. All these things showed that Jesus was the Son of God. Later, Joseph and Nicodemus buried Jesus in a cave. They placed a great stone over the door of the cave. Jesus' enemies heard that he might rise again, so that they placed soldiers to guard the grave to make sure no one would come and steal his body. 3 days later, two women came to the grave. They saw that the large stone was rolled away. An angel of the Lord was sitting on it. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was nailed to a cross. He is not here. He has risen from the dead as he said he would. Come and see the place where the Lord lay." Later, Jesus' disciple saw him. They talked with him and they ate with him. They knew that Jesus was truly the Son of God. Thomas, one of his followers, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. He said, "I will not believe until I put my finger into the marks of the nail. I will not believe until I put my hand into his side." 8 days later, the disciples were again inside a house. Thomas was with them. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to Thomas, "Put your finger into my hands. Put your hand into my side. Do not doubt. Believe." Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to Thomas, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. Those are happy who have never seen me and yet believe." Jesus was on earth 40 days after he rose from the grave. Before Jesus went back to heaven, he told his followers that he would send a helper, the Holy Spirit, to be with them forever. He would teach them everything and help them remember everything Jesus had told them. Jesus told his followers to go to all people and tell them God's good news. People who are sorry for their sins and turn from them and trust in Jesus will be forgiven and saved from God's punishment. After Jesus had finished speaking to the people, he rose up to heaven.